welcome to the Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, RJ McCollum. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Last week, I gave a call to action to stop what you were doing and send me an email. Ask me a question. Got a number of emails in, so just wanted to say thanks for those taking the time and for those that I responded to, which was all of them. Hopefully, I was able to give you some sort of advice. So I'm going to challenge you to do the same thing right now. If you are a freelancer out there, you got to have questions. We all have questions. Even those of us that like to think we have it all figured out, there's always questions. So what better way to help you kind of sift through this journey of being a freelancer than asking your question to another freelancer? So stop what you're doing right now. And just shoot me an email, rj@rjmccollum.com. Any question you have, happy to answer it. I am here to help you guys. If you have a quick question or just want a quick shout out, hit me up on Twitter, @rjmccollum. Happy to answer and interact with you guys, because like I said, at the end of the day, you guys are why I do this show. So thanks for those that asked questions last week. Don't be shy. Send me an email. Get your question answered. All right. What has my past week been like? Well, luckily for me, and I say luckily because, well, I guess I'll get to that, but luckily for me, my client work has kind of gone down a little bit here. It seems to go through periods where I get a lot put on my plate. There's still a lot coming my way, but it tends to kind of pile up, and then I get through that pile, and then I get maybe like a week or two break where it's kind of slowed down, maybe a project here or there. And I'm kind of in that lull right now, which is a good thing. I'm not, you know, this past month I have been inundated with client work, which is awesome because that means the bank account is looking good. But it's nice to get these lulls for me because it allows me to focus on the other things that I want to do. So other projects, other businesses that I want to start, gives me a chance to do things like the email course that I created, which, by the way, you can sign up at rjmccollum.com/course. It's completely free. I send you an email for 5 days, each one focused on something you can do to make yourself better as a freelancer. So I've had a lot of opportunity to kind of focus and work on these other things that I have wanted to do. On Maker's Work, the app that I'm building, which is going to allow freelancers just like you to get a great portfolio in a very short amount of time, I've been working on the design of that. I'm going to be finishing that up probably today, actually, working on all the front-end code, and then I get to the part where I am not super secure, and that is back in development doing all that. So I got a deadline of July 1st, end of June, on that, which at this point, I really only have a month left, so I'm trying to wrap up all design today, front-end by the end of the week, so that way I can spend a whole month dedicated to coding out the back-end, the guts of it, to get that working. So if you want to keep up and know when that's out, you can either just keep listening to the podcast. You can also go to my website, rjmccollum.com. I got a launch list. If you signed up for the email course, I will be notifying you guys as well. So that's how you can keep up with that. So what else is going on? I've kind of mentioned it a little bit here. I've been focusing a lot on my workflow and putting an emphasis back on health for me personally. So I work from home, which means I don't have a commute. I do a lot of sitting, and I really noticed about a month ago, probably before that, but it just, I wasn't feeling good. You know, I was weighed the most I ever weighed. And so I knew that I needed to make a change, and I've been doing that, trying to make small changes that I can stick with to try to create new habits, because I'm not a huge believer in diets or exercise programs or anything like that, because typically what that is it gets you in the habit of doing that program, but really, if you want to be healthy, it takes a lifestyle change. You know, you have to realize the things you're doing that are hurting your health, and you have to make changes to that while also doing things to improve your health. So for me, a lot of it, I'm just trying to keep things simple. I'm focusing on my diet, and I'm focusing on being more active, because again, I'm a freelancer. I sit in front of my computer. I don't have a commute, so my commute is walking from my bedroom to my office. Not a lot of activity going on. So one thing I've been doing in terms of diet, not going crazy with anything, For me, it's about eating less. I'm a classic overeater, I guess you could say, but I tend to finish everything on my plate and tend to pile up my plate, so that is not a good thing. So I've been eating a little bit less and making some better choices when, you know, instead of eating, you know, 5 to 10 cookies right before I go to bed, you know, maybe I have 1 or 2 cookies directly after dinner or something like that. So I'm not trying to go to an extreme and cut out all these different things, just making some different choices. You know, if we're going to go eat out for lunch or whatever, instead of getting the greasy burger, I'll get a nice salad from Chick-fil-A. Just, you know, not something that's going to completely change my body, but just making little choices like that, that over time are going to add up and help me just feel a little bit better. So that's been going good. And then as far as the more active side of things, again, because I sit in my chair all the time, you know, starting to feel it and my back hurts a little bit, the spine gets a little, you know, crooked and bent a little bit just from constantly sitting down, which we know is horrible for you. So what I've started to do is I have a background in being active and I'm lifting and stuff like that, but I know that I can't go from 0 to 100 in, you know, one day. So what I've been doing actually for the past 5 weeks, started week 6 today, is I've been doing some yoga mixed with strength training. So essentially what that is there's some, you know, yoga positions and stuff to help you stretch and elongate the spine, but also mix in with these movements that are strength training. So you do, you know, some planks and some different moves. So I've been doing that program 3 times a week just to kind of get my body used to getting up, exercising a little bit. And yesterday I had put together a nice little Olympic weight set in my garage, finally started lifting some big boy weights here. Did some deadlifts yesterday to kind of get back into it now that I've kind of told my body, like, hey, we're getting a little more active, building up some strength a little bit. Now I'm starting to do a little bit more with weights and stuff like that. Overall, I'm doing this one because I want to live longer, but, you know, just health is obviously going to have a large impact on what it is that I do day in and day out, whether that's work, whether that's energy to spend with my daughter, which requires a lot. My health is a priority for me because it directly impacts every other aspect of my life. So I'm starting to see results. You know, like I said, there's been about a month, getting close to a month and a half of I've been doing this. Drinking more water has been a big part of it, stuff like that. And, you know, overall, I'm feeling better. Again, this is not a one-day transition, but what's happening is I'm starting to feel better. These habits are being good. I'm losing some weight, feeling a little bit more energetic throughout the day. You've heard me talk a number of times about my routine. In fact, the previous episode was about my routine and how about usually 2 or 3 p.m. I start to hit that kind of dip in energy. But that's been kind of being pushed back and back a little bit more. I'm feeling a little bit better. Started testing some different supplements from a company called Onnit. That's onnit.com, all earth grown natural based supplements, taking things to help with my mental clarity and stuff like that. So that's just kind of where I've been at, and it's kind of good that this is coming together, because this is the year that I sat down and said, okay, this is the year that I'm going to start actually putting my money where my mouth is. And I've always said that I wanted to learn to build apps and do all these things, but this is the year I kind of have to get my butt in gear and really do those things. So along with the excess of client work that I have, I'm doing, you know, a side hustle, for lack of a better term, and putting an emphasis on that as well. So that's kind of a longer view of just where I've been this past week. Luckily, with the holiday weekend and everything, I continue to have a smaller client workload. So I'm spending this week doing a lot of work on Maker's Work, the side app that I'm working on. Also getting more content out to you guys, blog posts. So I'm going to be recording my first video, how-to video, this week, and getting that out to you guys, and obviously the podcast as well. So just a quick update on me. Hopefully that didn't completely bore you, but yeah, I guess I'll just leave it at that. I have some potential exciting news coming up that I'm not quite ready to talk about, but when it happens, if it does, I'm pretty pumped about it and will be excited to share that with you guys as well. So stay tuned for more information on that. Probably later June, be making an announcement. So today's episode is one I think that is going to be very important for freelancers. We talk about being careful about offering extra services. This isn't an episode that's going to be focused on find a niche and stay within that niche. It's just kind of a cautionary tale for something that I see a lot of new freelancers doing because it kind of makes sense to make more money quickly, but kind of the downfalls of that. So without further ado, thanks again for listening. Send me an email with your questions and we'll hop into today's episode. As a freelancer, one of the most important things that you are constantly concerned with is how do I make money? How do I get the work to make the money to pay my bills? Especially at the beginning, I remember that constant anxiety of how do I make money to pay my bills without having to get another job because this is what I want to do. Now, some of us get lucky and we reach a point in our careers to where we don't always have to worry about that next paycheck coming in. But at the end of the day, that's really what a lot of freelancers out there are thinking. It's probably what you thought at least at one point in your career is, you know, how do I get that work? How can I make more money? All these different things, right? Now, it's natural for freelancers to think of new ways to make money outside of just simply charging more for the services that you're offering. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode, is being careful about offering extra or complimentary ancillary services to your client. On paper, it looks like a great idea. If somebody's coming to me for a website, I should offer them hosting, handle their email, because then everything is here with me. I'm making, you know, maybe $200 extra a month from this client, or not a month, maybe a month, who knows, yeah, a year or whatever. I'm making this extra money for the client and I don't have to do anything. It only costs me $10 a month to host. And so that's all profit. And that's kind of the way that the mind works. And chances are you guys have probably had that thought in one form or another. If you're a content marketer, you know, oh, well, maybe I could just offer, you know, simple websites and buy a pre-made theme and, you know, charge $1,000 when the theme only costs me, you know, $50, and then I'm, you know, making extra profit there. This whole episode is meant to be a warning against that train of thought, to recognize when your mind starts to go that place and to kind of course correct it or make sure that these decisions that you're making are rooted in reality. Because here's the number one thing that happens. It happened to me every single time I tried to offer a service other than the primary one I was trying to do. It becomes much more work than you thought. Now, let me give you an example. When I first decided to, this is back in 2008, I was fired from GoDaddy because I stopped showing up and places typically fire you for stuff like that. I didn't have a job. I had just gotten married and, you know, we didn't have any money. My car just got repossessed. Like it wasn't a great time. I wasn't living up to my potential, I guess you could say. And so I decided to give this whole web design, web development stuff a shot. And so I started to kind of teach myself some stuff. And then my next thought was, okay, well, great. I'm going to start an agency. And so I started getting all into the business side of things. Okay, I need to hire employees. You know, I need to get a designer, a developer, and I'll do sales and all the, you know, I need this customer support person. And outside of just websites, we'll do hosting and we'll do, you know, their email and we'll handle their domains and all that stuff. And in my mind, what I saw was dollar signs. Here's the deal. So let's reverse back a little bit. My first thought in being an agency was, now instead of continuing to learn and get better at web design and development, what I was doing is I was thinking about business side of things. I was having to worry about LLCs and bank accounts and business names and all this stuff that took me away from the service and learning the service that I was trying to offer, because I was very new to this. I didn't have years of experience with this already and decided to give it a shot in terms of freelancing. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn it. And I jumped right into the agency thing. So I was spending time on that. I thought I had to hire employees. I thought I needed employees because I knew my limitations and I knew that I was going to need help from other people. So here's what I did. And the funny side of this is that there's actually a silver lining here and I'll get to that at the end. But What I did is there is a company, and some of you may heard or maybe even rented an office from them called Regis, where you can essentially, it's like daily offices. They own an office building with offices in it. You can pay, you know, $100, $50 for a day office. And so I put an ad out on Craigslist. I rented a Regis office and I spent a day holding interviews for designers. And, you know, here I am, got dressed up a little, like it was just ridiculous. It was like rookie mistake of trying to be too big too soon, had no clue what I was doing. Here I am interviewing, you know, designers who were not really sure what they were doing either, because nobody in their right mind would have replied to that job ad. But here is the silver lining, though, is that out of that experience, I actually found the designer which I work with to this day, and it's because of him, and I say this often, it's because of him is why I'm successful as a freelancer, because he has been freelancing pretty much since that moment that we met there, and it's because of him I've made a lot of relationships with people that now bring me work. So there was a little silver lining there, obviously, but it was just pointless. I spent way too much time on it, you know, and then I actually agreed to work with somebody, and I gave them the one project I had at this point. I thought it was going to be easy money, and here's what happened. You know, that person didn't follow through, didn't do the work. I didn't know how to do it, so I wasn't able to do it myself. And it turned into this big old thing where I owed this person money, and it was kind of a friend situation. Like, it was just not a good situation. I had spent too much time focusing on the wrong thing, and it bit me in the butt. So I quickly decided that I'm a freelancer, an individual freelancer, and kind of went on from there. Even when I decided to be an individual freelancer, one of the pitfalls that I fell into was offering these extra services, and hosting was one of them. I think if you're a web designer or web developer, chances are you are offering hosting to your clients right now. Even if you're if you work in the web in any space, the thought of offering hosting services to your clients as an extra stream of revenue has crossed your mind, or you are doing it. Let's be honest though, if you are a freelancer, unless you, how do I say this, like high-end freelancer, you know, unless you're somebody that is able to command, you know, 10 grand a project, you can offer hosting services and you can charge somebody $100 a month for something that you pay $20 a month for, you know, and be very strict about that. But really what's happening for newer freelancers or people that are just getting started is that this is a bad rabbit hole that you do not want to go into, because the mindset is it cost me $5 at GoDaddy to host unlimited websites. So everybody that I get to pay me $100 a year or $10 a month, that's profit. Profit, profit, profit. Here's the deal though. You are now responsible for supporting this. It doesn't matter if you set them up their own account and you give them a support number. I did this for a while when setting email up for clients. I would set them up via Google Apps, and I would give them, you know, when you pay for Google Apps for the email services and everything that comes along with it, Google offers a phone number for you to call. Nobody ever called that number. They always came to me. I found myself supporting emails, supporting hosts, dealing with backups. Oh, my site's messed up. What do I do? Well, I just host it. Like, I'm not really responsible for that. But you become the bad guy. Because you become the bad guy, or because you become that point of contact, what happens is one of two things. You either find yourself doing this unnecessary work, something you didn't sign up for, and you start to feel like this is definitely not worth it. They're not paying me for this. Or you tell them, you know, hey, this is what I'm offering you. This is what I'm providing you. It doesn't entail this, this, and that. And then you become the bad guy. Most of the time, some clients understand and they'll get help, or they'll happily pay you for your help. But if we're being real, what happens is people just start, you know, they just want everything in the world and they want it for free. Because they pay you even a penny, they think that you are responsible for everything. So what happens is it quickly becomes this situation of, I wish I wouldn't have done this. I'm not getting paid enough. I'm losing money on this. I'm spending time, which is taking away from what it is that I'm really wanting to do. Now, it doesn't have to be hosting. It doesn't have to be email. You can probably sub in any other service related to what it is that you do, and you can come out with the same result. The whole purpose of this episode and my advice to you, especially if you are a new freelancer, is focus. Focus, focus, focus. And do not let something that may have potential or may not, don't let something that you are not offering, that you are not all in, detract you from what it is that you are all into. So if I am claiming to be a web developer, it makes a lot of sense for me to handle hosting, domains, DNS, and all this stuff. But unless I want to dedicate my time 50-50, 50% into web development, 50% into setting aside time to support, set up, manage, all that stuff, I should not offer it because I guarantee you it is not worth your time. I have clients on my server that I still charge $100 a year for hosting, very inexpensive, and there is really only one person that pays it every year and I never hear from them. But the other people, I am constantly, pretty much anytime they reach out to me for something, I say, you know what, let me help you with that, and then we're going to migrate you onto your own hosting account. This is not something that I've been offering. Because it's not something when I have 27 projects on my plate to get done over the next few months, if somebody tells me their site went down or their site did go down, it's now my responsibility to figure it out. And that is nothing that I don't want to spend time on that. So I shouldn't never offer the service in the first point. So make sure to focus on what it is that you actually want to be doing and charging for, and don't let yourself be tempted by these little shiny services over here that you can offer and maybe make a quick buck or two. It's not worth it. And just as the show closes, just want to give a big thank you to you guys. We really appreciate you listening. If you have questions or anything that I can help you out with, feel free to reach out. Twitter, you know, my website, rjmccollum.com, fill out the contact form. Anything I can do to help, I'm happy to help, so please don't hesitate.